This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف خلق الله أجمعين محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن استنى بسنتهم واقتفى أثرهم إلى يوم الدين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. الحمد لله. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm saying now, I'm saying to Allah, alhamdulillah, la sharika lah, la ilaha illa huwa, wa ilayhin nushur, wa ilayhin masir. My dear respected brothers, I welcome you to another halaqa. Today, inshallah, we're going to shed some light on a few verses from Surah Al-Baqarah. And subhanallah, before I start, I want to praise Allah and glorify His name, because how beautiful is the Quran? We have no idea. We have really no idea. Now, just to give you an idea how beautiful the Quran is and how logical it is. Even the logic, you can see the logic. What? Who is the first man on earth?
Adam.
Adam alayhi salam, right? Okay. Adam alayhi salam is the first man mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. Is the first man mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. The first story mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. Why not Musa? Why not Muhammad? Peace be upon him. Alayhimu salatu wassalam. Why not Isa? Why not Jesus? Peace be upon him. Because simply, the beginning of the Quran is Surah Al-Fatiha. Fatiha is number one, the opening. And then Surah Al-Baqarah, the cow. It makes sense. He's not another prophet. He's the first human being Allah has ever created. And his story is so amazing. All of you know it. When Allah was about to create Adam, alayhi salam, he informed the angels. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ جَاعِلٌ خَلِيفَةٌ وَلَسَدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. So why some people say we have been created for paradise? We have never been created for paradise. We were meant for earth. Because before even Allah created Adam, He said to the angels, come here angels, I'm going to create a new creation called a human being, and his place will be on earth. Before He even created him, let alone after the creation and the temptation of the shaitan. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. It is decided, خلاص, it's done deal. إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ. I am, the decision is made. I'm not consulting you. I'm just informing you. فِي الْأَرْضِ, on earth. A vice general, Khalifa. Our job, brothers, is to be khulafa lillah. How can we be Khalifa of Allah when Allah wants from us to do good and we do bad? How can you be Khalifa? Allah wants you to be Khalifa. Do you want to be Khalifa? Here is the question. إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. قَالُوا, the angels said, O Allah, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا. They didn't object, they just asked. Never any one of us should think that the angels objected to Allah. No. قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءُ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. The majority of the Mufassirin in this ayah, they say, they accuse themselves, the angels accuse themselves. They say, oh Allah, are you creating another creation because we are not doing enough in praising your name? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ. Like they accuse themselves, oh Allah, are you going to create a new creation that is going to be better than us in praising you and mentioning your name? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ. Here is the catch of my lecture today. What did Allah say? He said, I know what you don't know. I know what you don't know. So pay attention to this, brothers. The first story is the story of Adam alayhi salam. And that is the father of mankind. So it's very logical that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his last book to mankind, talks about the first creation. Not about anybody else. First of his creation, when it comes to human beings, is Adam. Now, before he even created him, he told the angels why He's going to create it. He said, I know what you don't know. Now, what's the relationship with I know what you don't know with our topic? The importance of knowledge. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make Adam significant in his creation with what? With knowledge. Not with anything else. Why the human being is so important for Allah? Why? Because of knowledge. And that's why the first ayah revealed in the Quran was what? Iqra, read, seek knowledge. No, not pray, not fast. What you're doing is very important. What we're doing right now, this lecture, is building civilization. We are building civilization. We don't see it now. With our great, great generations, inshallah, we'll see it. How did Rasulullah build his civilization? Was the civilization built in Prophet Muhammad, the modernity? No. He died, he saw nothing. He saw no building except Medina. And Medina Masjid was what? The pillars were what? Trunk of tree. But his teachings, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, were foundations for a great civilization that took over the world for 10 centuries. The greatest civilization ever made by humans. Because it was based on knowledge. It was not based on power like the Romans. The Romans, yeah, were powerful because of power, military power. Not the Muslims were not. We had great military power, but we didn't use it the way the Romans used it. The Persians, the same thing. The Persians were very powerful, militarily speaking, but not spiritually speaking. So, iqra, brothers, inni a'lamu la ta'lamu. Now, to prove to them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed has great wisdom in creating Adam, what did He make Adam supersede them with what? Can we supersede the angels in their obedience to Allah? No, we can't. Simply because they have no choice. They cannot disobey Allah. We have the choice. We can disobey Allah if we want. We should not. Can we pray more than them? I don't think so. Can we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name the way they do? We don't even come close. We don't even come close. Some of the angels, since Allah created them, until the Day of Judgment, they do nothing but praise Allah. لا يفترون. لا يفترون, they don't get tired. Imagine an angel, he is created from the day Allah creates him until the Day of Judgment, he's saying, billions of years before us, he's saying nothing but Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allah. He doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, he doesn't drink, he doesn't sleep. So what makes a human being so valuable? Again, is the knowledge. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayah, He says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءِ. Allah has taught Adam the names of things. كُلَّهَا. All of them. When He created Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He taught him the names of everything. Everything, the trees, the animals, the mountains, the fish, everything. He said, this is this, this is this. كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة. Then he told the angels, can you name these things? They could not. They didn't know. They didn't know what the fish was. What's the name of this creation? They didn't know. What's the name of this creation called the mountain? They didn't know. What's the name of this bird? They didn't know. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam, tell them. So Adam alayhi salam used to say, this is a bird. And it's this type of bird. Even the type of bird. This is a fish and this is angel fish. This is golden fish. This is a shark. This is not a shark. This is this. This is this. This is that. This is a lion. This is a lioness. This is a tiger. This is an elephant. So then the angels realized the hikmah of Allah in creating a new creation. So, but what made Adam significant is what? Not his look. Not his look. Take a human being who is 12 meters like Adam. When Adam was created, he was 12 meters tall. 12 meters tall. When Allah created him, he was big, huge. 12 meters, Allahu Akbar. Like two stories or three. Okay, take him and take an angel. Who is greater? An angel. But what makes that human being so significant is the knowledge.